Hey guys, this is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I appreciate it. Today I want to talk about independence. I have an upcoming interview I'm doing with a rock star of a relationship coach. His name is Bruce Music. You can look him up. It's a music with a Z and a K in it. Bruce and I are going to talk about independence versus interdependence. And I wanted to talk about that today real briefly to make the distinction between what independence is, codependence, and interdependence. And as I'm getting ready to go for a motorcycle ride today, this is one of my independent things I do to kind of get away, isolate, right? Just kind of be by myself with my own thoughts. I thought this is a good day to talk about independence versus interdependence. The reason this is important is because a lot of guys get this wrong. We can get too dependent upon our partners, upon our women. We can sometimes get too independent. And I want to talk about the difference between being dependent and independent, codependent and interdependent. So I've made some circles here. I wanted to talk about the idea of when you get in relationship with a woman, this one's you, this one's her. When you first meet, you're wholly independent. You are just you. You may not be totally confident and secure man yet, but at least you're independent. And then when you meet each other, you get tangential. Then you decide to maybe go out on a date, maybe live together, right? Maybe have sex, maybe get married. At some point in the relationship, she and you decide to get into a relationship which has some kind of connectedness to it. Sometimes it may overlap like this. If you look at that football shape right in the middle, that shaded area, this is called a Venn diagram, by the way. Sometimes a man wants to overlap with a woman like this. It's a total eclipse. This is codependency. I don't know where you end and I begin. Eternity. That's an old perfume commercial. So complete overlap like this is codependent. Sometimes in the beginning, both people like this. You cut other people out of your life. You only see each other. You don't talk to anybody. And it feels good for a while, but it gets smothering. It gets toxic. And then a lot of fear and blame and bad things happen here to where they start pulling apart. And one person starts to get anxious. Usually one person likes more overlap than the other. The problem with this is that when you look at that shaded space in there, let's say it's a 50% overlap, people don't know how to talk inside that relationship. Inside that football, you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to relate. If you get too independent, right, if you become just a selfish, self-absorbed, narcissistic prick, right, you're going to be like this all the time. And you're not going to care. You're not going to be vulnerable. You're not going to communicate. You're not going to pay attention. You're going to have nothing to do with that. And that's what narcissism is. That's what being selfish and self-absorbed is like. But when you get into a healthy interdependent relationship like this, and you get inside that overlap area, that part that we call the we space is the relationship, these other parts outside is the independent part of you. How do you become properly independent out here when you're not overlapping, where you can self-source, where you feel good about yourself, you feel confident about who you are and what you believe in and where you're going, that the relationship itself, this we space, is not your only source of validation and approval in your life. You feel a sense of self and importance and significance outside of that shaded area. It's really hard to have an interdependent relationship until both people find a place of personal calm and confidence to where when they're not in relationship, they feel okay about themselves. They feel good. They know who they are. They know what their values are. They know what their dreams are in life, independent of just the relationship dream. And when you have two healthy people, two healthy, independent people who are not independent, selfish, self-absorbed, narcissistic pricks, right? Let's assume that they're both healthy, independent people. When they come together and they start negotiating the relationship inside that we space, it's a place to where they connect emotionally. It's where they trust. It's where they listen more. It's less conflict in there. It's safe harbor because you know your feelings will be heard. So interdependence is the opposite of codependence. It's a very healthy type of connection. And that's what Bruce is going to talk about in my interview. He's going to talk about attachment styles. So it's important for you as men to know that you have the ability and the responsibility to become a man who has a life interest of his own beyond just the relationship, to have values and dreams and goals and things that fill you up, self-sourcing we call it, in a way that you don't have to go to the relationship for it all the time. You don't need to be codependent on your partner. That's a very attractive energy. A man who knows who he is and what he wants and where he's going is a very attractive man, because women say, I love a man who's confident in his own skin. So if you want a healthier relationship, you're going to have to learn more about independence so you can show up more fully to your partner. And here's the kicker. When you are truly independent and not just a narcissistic prick, when you're independent and self-sourcing, this is the point at which you can become generous. When you get in relationship and when you go into the we space, you listen better, you're calmer, you're less reactive, right? You don't argue as much, you don't take everything personally, and you're there, you're more present, and you're able to be more vulnerable, and you're able to accept her vulnerability more without taking it personally. So the goal here is for you to become more confident, more independent, more self-sourcing, and that's what I teach. This is the whole point behind Good Guys to Great Men, is to take you from that place of feeling insecure and codependent into that place to where you're secure and independent, but yet able to enter into a very strong, healthy, and interdependent relationship. So that's the goal. I want to give you a couple options here. We have one more retreat coming up this month. It's in August, actually, August 24th through the 26th. It's six guys maximum. There's five. There's one lingering spot that a number of people said they want, but nobody's paid yet. So there's one spot here at my place, and we're going to have some campers. We're going to have a couple people inside. We've got a guy coming from New Zealand, one from Sweden. It's going to be a great group. So I offer that for you to come and start learning more about confidence and independence. The other thing we're starting up is another Men's Cave group coaching. We have one going on now that's full. Decided to open up another one starting July 23rd. And so that has six spots available in that as well. So if you want to know more about that, go to goodguystogreatmen.com. Send me an email to talk about it. I'd like to have a phone call with anybody who's interested in coaching options, because it's good to meet each other and find out what your goals are. I appreciate you listening today. I hope these circles made sense to you. Remember, the you space, the her space, and the we space. You have to manage that interdependence from a calm, confident, strong, calm place of being in yourself. You'll get there, trust me. Take care. Bye-bye.